This is your Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
I am so excited to be joined with some new chamber members this morning. And I'm actually, it's this afternoon now. I'm not used to that, you guys. I'm the morning show host, but normally Corey Hargis would be talking with Brad Fisher here. He is the membership director.
Actually, he'd normally be talking with Brad Meyer.
He'd be talking with Brad Meyer, more likely, the president.
And like I said, we have the A-team here today.
It's the A-team.
Molly
because
and Brad F.
Molly and Brad F. So yes. It's like, it's a good time. And we've actually got a couple of guests in studio from Memorial Blood Centers. Hi, and good afternoon, Corey. And we've got Sherry as well. Thanks for being here. Here, get a microphone here, Corey.
We don't have to share them.
No. You each have a color-coded microphone, as you can see. Brad, they're new members. You're going to kind of introduce them a little bit, but that we're going to essentially find out what this is, because I've never heard of Memorial Blood Centers.
Well, and this is really cool, because I'd never met you guys before, because everything was kind of done online. And then when you had the call with Brad Meyer, mm-hmm. I was gone, not on vacation. And then when you kind of got things back together as far as lining all this up, I was on vacation. So this is great. I finally get to meet you, which is really nice. So Memorial Blood Centers. And it's like, Brad Meyer, I have this lead. Somebody's interested in joining the chamber. Let's get together.
Yeah.
And then it was supposed to be a Zoom call. And then that anyway.
And it worked
somehow,
out.
We got them here.
They're here. And it's going to be wonderful to talk with Sherry Humphrey, and you are an account manager, and you're actually going to be doing some of the organizing here in our local area, and as well as Corey Bianchi Rossi.
Yes, you did.
Bianchi Rossi, and he's the marketing manager for Memorial Blood Center. So what is it? What are you?
Well, first of all, thank you for making the time for us today. We are so excited to be here and be a part of the chamber and just be a part of the community. So Memorial Blood Centers is basically your community blood bank. You know, we provide blood for the majority of hospitals, including the hospitals of Owatonna and Faribault.
No.
Molly, did you know that?
No, I did not. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you need to go to the hospital, if there's an event, whether it's a trauma, an accident, maybe there's a surgery planned or a transplant, whatever it is, where you mm-hmm. might need some sort of blood product, you would have got it from one of our blood centers.
Okay, so we don't necessarily see that on the back end or on the, that end of it. But mm-hmm. as far as like donating blood, where do you guys get that? Where do you get the blood?
That's a really good question.
Like blood drives? Yeah, where do you get it?
She's a professional.
I mean, clearly from humans, but volunteers, I assume?
Yeah, and basically this is every one of our donors is a volunteer. So we have probably one of the biggest volunteer networks around, mm-hmm. right? So we have blood drives in this area. We also have donor centers in 7 locations in the metro and 3 locations in the Northland as well, which are physical buildings where you could walk in and donate blood. Where we don't have those donor centers, we have blood drives. We set them up with hospitals, schools, businesses. Sherry, maybe you can explain a little bit about how that works. Sherry does a lot of the work with the blood drive.
Yeah, so we actually have a blood drive coming up at the Alina Owatonna Hospital this Friday. That's Friday, February 6th. It's going to be from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're bringing our blood mobile out. So a blood mobile is something that is
like
an
that.
Option.
We've heard of the blood mobile.
Yes.
So you'll see it's big, beautiful. You'll know it's the blood mobile. We also have inside setups where we can have inside blood drives at like your church or a school. Pretty much we work within the community. We collect blood within the community, and we support our local hospitals that way. That's something we're really big on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so with the marketing aspect of it, like, are you normally out of here, or where do you work out of, Corey?
I'm in St. Paul.
You're out of St. Paul. And so – but they have them all over, and now here in southern Minnesota with these blood drive opportunities. And that's kind of what you're doing here, Sherry, right, is facilitating that and talking about that. Do you guys keep, like, a list where people can easily go to look at what's coming up and where they can donate?
We do, actually. It's super easy. So you just can go to mbc.org. So memorialbloodcenters.org.
Memorialbloodcenters.org.
Yep. But it's just MBC, just the acronym.
MBC.
Org. Yep. And then you can click donate today, and then it gets to a screen, and you can literally put in your zip code.
Very cool.
I did that today.
Did you really?
I absolutely did. And Alina
popped up.
And then I think there's one in Faribault coming up, and there was three of them that showed up that are going to happen. But
Brad's brain can only remember two things at a time. Yeah. So that's almost okay. But we can check it out ourselves by going to mbc.org.
Yeah. And people can – do they need to sign – like if they're going to go up to Alina for the to donate, do they need to sign up or can they just walk in or how does that work?
We do prefer people make an appointment.
Yep.
However, we will take walk-ins as we can.
Okay.
Okay, I'm just going to ask a question because I don't know. Are there any conditions that you might have, blood conditions, that would be disqualifying for being a blood donor?
That's such a good question. And there are a few, you know, that they will, you know, defer
you. Will they screen you or talk to you before?
Yeah, and we use the word defer.
Defer.
Yeah. So, you know, and so.
That's a better word than I'm just saying screen me.
Yeah,
triage
exactly.
me.
Yeah. So essentially, though, about 65% of the population can donate. Okay. So that means just, to, you know, what is that? 35% cannot due to certain things. It could be medications they're on. It could be a health condition.
Yep.
It could be maybe they traveled to a country that the FDA says you have to give it some time before you give blood when you come back.
So that's why they're always asking me that question. I was like, I wish. I want to do a safari in Africa. Thanks.
Yeah, that's very true.
You know?
True. And then you could give after that, right? After you defer for a little bit. So
defer.
Yes, defer.
Defer. Yeah. Okay, and so yeah. So about 75% of the population, though, would be. Who are you getting the blood from primarily? What are you seeing? Like what demographics? I love learning about that kind of thing.
So.
Like who are our big blood? Is it Gen X? Is it the boomers? Is it the Gen Z because they need money?
The bulk of our donors come, I'd say, 55 and older.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that because of like a tradition, do you think? What do you think, Brad?
I qualify. No, 55 and over, I qualify.
Oh, he's just raising his hand. He's a hand raiser here. This is radio, so I've got to like give him attention. Everyone else can't see that. So, wow, that's – and I think probably because of campaigns in the past and that tradition of doing that.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do as a marketing manager
to
get the younger generations to give blood? Just plasma where they get cash.
Right. So, you know, ours is a voluntary donation, right, where they give blood. And – so, you know, we start it in the high schools, right? So Sherry organizes drives. Sherry and some of her team will organize drives at high schools. And that's where we try to start because that hopefully will create a habit,
a very
positive habit within
those
students.
The first time doing that was in high school.
Yeah. And so – and that often does happen. And then there's other cases where it's just a family tradition where – or, you know, the biggest thing is when something happens that causes someone to need blood. So maybe my brother got in an accident and needed 30 units of blood, you know, to survive. Or maybe, you know, my wife ended up having some challenges during childbirth and both the child and the mother needed blood. Or maybe there's a cancer person in my family who needs platelets.
So personal experience is huge on that too.
Yeah, it starts to motivate people
quite a bit. I served on like the Relay for Life committee for 15 years, you know, because I had personal experience with it. Yes. So I was either a team leader, chair, whatever I had to do. And it's because of that personal tie. So when you do see that, I bet that does increase. All right, we're going to come back and talk more about this, including your upcoming opportunities to volunteer in our community with Community Connection and Memorial Blood Centers.
The local conversation continues with Community Connection on Cows 100.9, brought to you by Keene Bank.
Hey, it's Molly back here with Brad and Corey and Sherry, and we're talking Memorial Blood Centers. Good afternoon, and thanks to Keene Bank for carving out this time for Community Connection. New chamber members here, Memorial Blood Centers, and we were talking about the need for volunteers and for blood and donations. And you guys have some upcoming clinics, which we'll get to before the end of this interview. But first, let's kind of talk about just how much the need is there and how much of the population truly does donate blood.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question. So we just actually came off what's called a blood emergency because we like to have about a 5 to 7 day supply of inventory of blood for our hospitals and our health partners. We dropped after the holidays. Holidays can be tough. So we dropped to about a 2 day supply.
Okay.
So we just declared a blood emergency, which just ended yesterday because we did see a bump about 15% of increase in red blood cell donations and a 10% in platelets, which is great.
Yeah.
So that's a huge shout
out. So people got the memo.
They got the memo, but it does never end, you know, and only about 3% of the population actually donate.
That's it. 3%? That's a surprisingly low number compared to the fact that you just told me 75% of people are eligible to do it. Okay. So this is where we have to get this out. And that's why you guys are here today, joining this chamber, being part of the community and letting everybody know, you know, where that precious blood comes from. We're the ones getting it, but we need to procure it through your donations as well.
That's right. Yeah. And the great part about Memorial Blood Centers is 99% of the blood that we collect stays in Minnesota.
Wow. Oh. So really helping people locally here.
We do serve our local community. Yeah. And it's kind of a time where Minnesotans are looking for a way to make a tangible impact in their community, you know. There's a lot going on right now.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, blood donation is a real way they can actually impact their community in a positive direction. You know, and if they can do it, let's say once a season. We promote something called giving once a season, right? So once in the fall, once in the winter, so on and so forth. And if you do that, you know, that's 4 donations a year. That would be a huge impact on the community.
That's a little more than I go to the dentist, but I still can do that. It's not too much out of my day.
That's right.
How long does it typically take when you do a donation, Cheryl? I'll ask you that since you're kind of boots on the ground with the blood drives.
Sure. So donating blood takes about 1 hour. And
okay.
Each donation can save up to 3 lives.
There
so
we go.
So just take 1 hour. Wow. Take a lunch break. Come and save 3 lives.
So wait. So like, okay, can I math? Brad, do you want to try and help me math here? So if we're donating 4 times.
Mm-hmm. 4 hours.
4 hours of our life saves how many
12
lives? 12 lives.
Yeah. Winner.
Very good math. I wasn't so sure I could do it, so that's why I threw it to you, to be honest
with
you.
Well, you've been up early.
I have been up all day.
You
know, normally this is when I go and get lunch and stuff, but my blood sugar's low. Is that another thing you have to worry about before you eat? Like, before you donate, should you eat, should you not eat? Is there any recommendations
there? You should definitely eat.
Because you could get faint?
Yes. So we encourage eating something with high iron. That's like leafy greens, your meats, or just take a supplement. We recommend doing that maybe starting a week before you donate, just to make sure you're healthy enough. And then
what kind of supplement? Are you talking like vitamins?
Like iron supplements.
Iron supplements? Yeah, yeah. So specifically
for
iron,
hemoglobin.
Because that's what we're looking
especially for.
Like that's the good stuff in the blood, right?
Yes.
Okay.
If you have too low of a hemoglobin, they will tell you to try again next time.
You know what you do?
Defer.
Defer.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the defer.
You are.
Yeah, we definitely are. Okay, so let's talk now about this next upcoming opportunity in our local community where Memorial Blood Centers is going to be doing a drive. Once again, for those that are just tuning in.
Sure. So we are going to be at the Lina Owatonna Hospital. It's going to be on Friday, February 6th. It's from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. It's going to be on our blood mobile right outside the hospital. So you'll go in, you'll register inside at our registration table, and then you'll get on our bus and donate blood. That's where it all happens. You'll get a snack at the end. They'll make sure you're okay before getting off, and then your blood is on its way to saving someone's life.
So with the blood mobile, do you only have people registering there or can they go online ahead of time as well?
They can register online.
Okay, so how can they do that? What's your website? Let's go.
Yeah.
You're doing so well leading your own interview.
Yeah,
I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, so you can go to our website, mbc.org. You'll click that Donate Now or Donate Today button. You'll type in your zip code. The Lina Owatonna blood drive will pop up. The whole schedule is on there. You'll pick that time slot that works for you, and then you'll show up at your blood donation.
And Brad is very excited because he was able to do that. It was super easy.
And I'm so
he's computer illiterate.
And I can do it. Yeah,
he can't even do it. But if a boomer like Brad can do it, anybody can do it. So donate blood coming up this Friday. Again, you can go to mbc.org. We've been talking with Corey and Sherry from Memorial Blood Centers and new members of the Owatonna Chamber. Brad Fisher, thank you so much for filling in for Brad Meyer as well. I hope that we do Corey proud.
And I want to point out one thing. Sure. So next week, our chamber ambassadors are going to be here.
Oh, dear.
And why are we going to be here?
What are you doing?
Linder Farm Network, 50 years. So we're doing a special.
Oh, that's right.
We're doing a special ambassador visit here next Thursday.
I'm so excited for it. Well, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Community Connection, brought to you by Keene Bank, can be found online anytime by clicking on the Community tab at kowzfm.com.